You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. This is Elizabeth Powell.
And this is Joseph Grassa. Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
Wait. The most important thing is like, go markets, go ETH.
Yes, go ETH.
Yay. Okay. You know, you just gotta love it when you talk about predictions on what the market's gonna do based on certain scenarios, and it does exactly what you say.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Not be modest or anything over here, but go ETH. Go ETH. We're like about ready to touch 1900, and we're going to give you targets today. So I've been hinting what the market's going to do.
Right.
But now we're actually going to give some targets at the halfway mark. Last time we gave targets, they hit the targets why we were giving the targets. Just so you'll know.
Again. That would be really cool.
Do financial advice.
Right.
So, also, what was it? Merrill Lynch, JP Morgan Chase, and what was the other company I said have had the highest quarter that they've had in a long time?
Yeah, I don't remember the third company, but yes.
Right. They had like 41% increase. The other one had like 23% increase. I'm going off of memory. I know it's not accurate, but remember, institutions invested heavily in ETH and they were buying in ETH.
Right.
We had our bottom. I said on the show it was the end of June.
Yep.
So it was only 2 weeks ago. And I said 1574 was that bottom. And that the cycle was that June 8th start of the cycle.
And what happened?
July 8th. Kind of like time traveling here. July 8th was the start of the cycle. And we hit our targets. We went up 240 points. We are now up 300 points. We're almost up 20% in just 2 weeks.
Right.
Two weeks. Yeah. So I also said that I don't know if I should be talking about it yet. We might wait till the halfway mark, but I'm going to give away all the secret sauce before then if I don't. Listen to the show from 2 weeks ago. And then
basically what it is.
Right. At the halfway mark, I will talk about the markets, the financial markets, ETH, what's been going on, and some of our formulas. I'm going to give out the predictions. I'm going to give targets, and this is going to be a great show. So go ETH. I just had to put it out there. Yay.
Woo!
As I'm losing my voice because I have not had sleep, I've been on so many different time zones, it is not even funny. I had quite the adventure, but it's been fun. The most exciting part is I'm back on the West Coast, so I'm on Pacific Standard Time. I got to eat Mexican food.
Woo! What did you have?
I am so excited. My favorite thing that I miss so much when I travel is Mexican food. And I haven't had the really good one yet. Like, I had it in Miami. So, you know, Miami's good Mexican food, but it's more of a Cuba flavor, so it's a little sweet, and I'm not really into sweet Mexican food, but it's still good. I mean, it like helped a lot. my adventure on coming back, though, I went from, let's see, I took a boat, so I took a boat ferry to an airplane to Uber to a train, and then did I forget anything?
I think that's every form of transportation.
And then flew back. Right. And then I took a boat ride from my resort to the airport. I left this time. I hadn't had a chance to go on the boats or go out on the open water except for like the little ferry that takes you across the bay. I'm going to tell
Right.
you all where I was in just a minute, but that was like it was a great trip. The first couple weeks I was in the Bahamas at Atlantis. That was an amazing trip. So like I went from like one style of resorts to extremely different style of resort. But they were both amazing. There's people outside my hallway, so you can tell I'm still traveling. Somebody's giving away their secrets and they don't know that they're on the radio. But as we walk by, like, surprise, everyone. That's like when we were on F1 and I was live on F1. I'm like on the radio and people are walking by talking. Or
Now we don't.
the adventure when I was at the river and I was at the river and the raccoon ran by. Hey, this is what happens when you're on live radio. You get excitement.
Top 10 things that's
But
happened on
back to
LA
my
Talk
story.
Radio. It's
Right?
a
You're
top 10
like,
thing.
church, what about the raccoon? Just kidding. We would have to upload that post and that code, that
That clip.
clip from
Oh, we
the raccoon.
100%
See,
do.
it's always exciting around here. It's never boring around here. I'm actually
Right?
staring at a giant emoji right now. So, can you tell Elizabeth is lacking sleep?
Maybe a little bit.
A little. So back to my fun adventure story. So I was in Atlantis, Bahamas for the first 2 weeks, and I was in Miami and Fort Lauderdale, and then I stayed in the Caribbean, and I went to another island. And y'all, I haven't told you where I went yet. So I've been there 3 times now to the island itself, and it's very beautiful island. It's very lush. So each of the islands in the Caribbean have like their own temperature type of, like Aruba's desert. That's what I didn't want to tell y'all last week because then I would give away kind of where I've been.
Right.
Aruba's more like desert. Barbados is a little bit more desert too. Trinidad has a lot of rain and the mountains. So I've been to, I probably won't even name all of them yet. I've been to St. John, St. Thomas, the Caymans, what else? Barbados, Aruba, St.
Cuba.
Martin, which I love. Huh?
Cuba. I think you've been to Cuba.
No, I haven't been to Cuba yet.
Oh,
That's one
that's the
I haven't
one.
been to. Yeah. The Caymans, I already said that one.
Yep.
I'm saving the other one. I know there's been more. Oh, Dominican. Like you've
Yep.
been to Dominican. I
Yeah.
just went on, like it was a port on a cruise, so I went there, so I officially went there a couple times, but I didn't get to like stay overnight, which I want to do eventually. And this time, so I probably have been to like 10 more islands, and y'all don't want to listen to me list all of them. But this time, I went to St. Lucia. And so I was at St. Lucia. So I had the mango trees, the mango that came out. And then I got another mango. There was like a rain came through with the rain and the wind. Knocked a mango right next to my porch. My patio was like a porch. It was like a full porch that had a sofa, 2 chairs, a table. It was all open, but it was covered. And I was sitting right above the water, so I could see the whole entire bay in front of me. That's why I talked about the boats. There was the catamarans and the yachts, and it was right next to the harbor. And you take like a little ferry from the resort over to the main part of the island because it was in the bay. It was beautiful, especially because it was so lush and green. And then the rain would come at night primarily, and then everything would be all fresh in the morning. But it was a beautiful property, very casual, very kick back, right on the water, amazing sunsets, beautiful property, like all the palm trees and the beach chairs were right there on the water. Let's see what else. The food was pretty good too.
Right.
The resort, yeah, the resort that I stayed at had like high quality chef food. Like it was
Right.
amazing. And it wasn't even priced that much. Like it was very affordable. And they would always have like happy hour from 5 to 7, and you get 2 drinks for the price of one. They would always have like the island drink of the day. And then they would have the beer from the island, that's what I was talking about. It, and I always pronounce this incorrectly. And every single time I went to the bar, I'd still pronounce this incorrectly. It's Pitone. Pitone. I
I
think
don't
it's
even know how,
Pitone.
I don't know how to pronounce
So
it either.
it's Piton. So that was the island beer that I had. And it was good beer. And then it was very affordable. And then I had calamari on my happy hour. So you saw
Yum.
pictures of my calamari. Calamari is
Yes.
like one of my favorite things. Whenever I travel, like traveling to Greece or traveling to the islands, or even Hawaii or any of the Caribbean islands, my go-to always tends to be calamari. Calamari, it seems like swordfish or tuna.
Right.
Tuna, yeah, so that seems to be go, especially when you're eating it fresh. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Island. Island.
Uh-oh. Elizabeth, I think you're
So
cutting out a
that
little
was
bit. Oh, there we
great.
go.
Uh-oh. Can you hear me?
Yep, you're good now.
Okay. So I am traveling, y'all.
If
Still.
you couldn't tell.
Oh yeah, if you can't tell. I have no voice, if you can't tell. No sleep, if you can't tell. But it was a beautiful island, and the resort. So I went from the extreme, like Atlantis is very formal and
Oh, and we lost you again.
what's the other words for it? Have you all been to Atlantis in the Bahamas? And you know what I'm talking about. Beautiful, beautiful property. And then this one was more like an ocean resort. So it's kind of like what you would picture Hawaii would look like, or a seaside resort would look like. Like it's the vision that you would picture for going somewhere tropical,
Right,
right?
right,
The
right.
palm trees and the mango trees, and then they had like two little cats that ran around the property that seemed to follow me everywhere I go, even though I didn't feed them. There were roosters, like, so it sounds a little wild, but it's not. That was the extent of my pets that had followed me around.
Oh,
The
you can't
roosters were
forget about
following
the
me.
little lizard.
Oh yeah, and then a lizard ran into my room. I had a studio with a kitchen, and the lizard went into my room and then stayed there pretty much the whole entire thing. And I stayed there for 2 weeks. And the lizard, it was like a gecko. It's like a see-through gecko.
was so cool.
I had two fresh mangoes. So the first one was the gentleman like was throwing the stick up and got the mango down and gave it to me. And then the second time, like a storm had come through with wind and like knocked the mango down, like next to my porch, and I went out there in the rain and got it. And so I had fresh mango.
I remember
But
that.
it was a blast. So if y'all were trying to figure out where in the world was Elizabeth, I was in St. Lucia.
Right.
So now I'm back on the West Coast. I'm looking at an emoji. And so if y'all know a giant emoji, then you would know where I'm at right now. But I'm not gonna give you more hints where I'm at today.
That's a big enough hint.
Right. So here we are, go ETH. But it was a fun adventure, and I think I've come back. Like, it was so slow. Like, it was so relaxed. Like, I was working. I was still waking up at 6 a.m., which is 3 a.m. Pacific. Sometimes waking up at 3 a.m. and then working till 2, which is like, 2 o'clock Pacific time, so like 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, I was just so tired that at the end of the day, I was going to bed early, which is strange for me. But I think I got rest because I came back like relaxed. And most of the time when I travel, it's like you travel and you go and then you do this and you do that and you work and you do this and do that. Like I still did all that stuff, but I just kind of kicked it and chilled and came back relaxed. Like I
Right.
was very chill and relaxed,
Right, you had the
right?
opportunity to work on your patio for the majority of your day.
Yeah, so as soon as I woke up at 6 a.m., I went and sat out on the couch on the patio and worked from there. And I got to see the beautiful water and, the gecko
The cats, the
and the
gecko.
boats, the cats and the boats coming by. So it was great. It was great. So here we are. It was fun. So if you guessed St. Lucia, those people that guessed St. Lucia, you were right.
Woo!
And the tropical, woo, the tropical drink there was like a rum punch. So that was the tropical drink there. But the local beer was the Pitone beer. So that
Pitone.
Was that.
Pito.
If you guessed.
I don't,
and
I think,
then
I don't know how to, I'm
what
trying
was
to
my other
Google
hint?
Translate it right now to see if I can get it right.
And there was a sunset cruise. They always have like, they have cruises and boats and diving and like, that's what island does. And then there would be like sunset cruises where they're blasting music going into the harbor, out of the harbor. I took a ferry again from like my resort to the airport, and the ferry took 2.5 hours. A private shuttle that took me in, and it took about an hour cutting through like just the one-way roads to get into the resort, and I was only like at the halfway mark, so like the island was, it was pretty big. Last time I stayed at the tip of the island, which is, I think it was the Bay Gardens, I have to look it up what they were, but that was a different kind of a feeling versus the place I stayed at this time. Like,
right.
Each resort kind of has like its own type of feeling, like you're almost in a different island, it feels like. So
that's so cool.
So it was fun. It was fun.
Right.
And I had groceries delivered to me.
Oh my, here we go.
Which was an adventure. It was, so they don't have Uber Eats. Oh my God, I thought of the name again and then I can see it. Okay, anyway, we're not talking about it. They don't have anything. Like they don't have Uber, so you have to take a private taxi or private shuttle, which you book through the island or you book through like a third party.
Right.
That was an adventure too. We won't talk about that. But I had groceries delivered. They missed the first window because I had to go across the ferry to go meet them, and I thought they were coming over to me. So the window was like from 10 to 2. They were supposed to deliver groceries, and I stayed around the property waiting. And they had contacted the front desk and said that they would be there, but then they didn't come to the property. They stayed at the port on the other side. And so I guess the gentleman like came after the time period and waited, and I didn't know he was there.
Right.
And he had my WhatsApp, but didn't contact me. So then I didn't get my groceries till the next day. But I had a full kitchen, so I was able to cook. So it was great. And then I was actually out there for the 4th. So I had ribs and corn. I got ribs and corn and garlic bread, and I was on a French fry kick, so I had French fries. but it had jerks. So I had jerk seasoning. That was what I had talked about. And barbecue sauce. And garlic salt. I had garlic salt. Yes, I had garlic salt.
It didn't manage to come back with you, did it?
No, I left the garlic salt there. I did not want to go through customs again and get searched, even though I have TSA clearance and global entry. Global entry is amazing, you all. Like, if you travel a lot, even if you barely travel, it's only $100 and it's good for 5 years. It's like $100, $100 and a quarter, and it's attached to your passport, but it gives you TSA pre-check. You do have to do a background check. They pull your credit, I think. They might pull your credit. I know they do a background check. You have to do an interview, and then you get a global pass, but it's on customs. I skip mine. Everybody has, like,
Elizabeth, give it a second. I think you're cutting out.
Okay.
And, yeah, you're good. You're good. You're good. I think you're giving too much information. I know.
Hey, right. They're like, don't give the secrets away. but I went in the global pass. The global pass, you just like walk, you skip the line. So like if you're in Aruba, the line's 3 hours long to get through customs. When you come into Miami, the line was probably 1.5 hour, 2 hour line to get into customs. But I just skip the whole entire line. I go to the left, go to a kiosk, scan my face, and then walk straight up. And they, like, call you by name because they already saw your scan. They actually, like, as you're walking into Global Entry, they're scanning your face right then. And then you go to the kiosk, and they scan your face, and they pull up your information. And then you go through the checkout and they just say, "What were you doing?" I'm like, "Traveling for vacation." "Okay, enjoy your trip." And then you just leave. And everybody else
Oh.
is still standing in line for 3 hours.
Yeah,
And
that's where I am.
mine took like 2 minutes. It took the time for me to walk through and then exit out. That's all it took me. So that was great, of
Travel
course.
hack, travel hack.
Yeah, and you get a TSA pre-check. So when I left, when I departed, I went through TSA, and
Right.
everybody else was like in the long line because, that's going through the airport. So I went through TSA. And then when I came back, I went through TSA. So it was amazing, and global entry. So it's a great thing to do. You can do it online, and then when you get it, I think it's like 100, 100 quarter, but it's good for 5 years. If you do a TSA, I think TSA is $100 for only 1 year, but Global Entry gives you 5 years, and you get Global Entry and you get TSA. And
That's
it's
worth
all
it.
done through, it's all done through the States. I don't know if they have it in other countries too, but the States has it. And then they just scan you, and then you'd like, it speeds up the process for everything. It's amazing. So highly recommend. Oh, other thing. There goes my
Oh.
voice. Water break, and I'm going to tell you one more thing I recommend.
I definitely have to try to see if I can get the global pass. I don't know if I can get it here in Canada, but it definitely would be good for upcoming travels. Hint, hint.
Yes. One other thing. Oh, travel insurance. Highly recommend. Highly recommend. So, what did I need my travel insurance for this time? Oh. The Shuttle Adventure. Do you want to talk
Oh,
about the Shuttle Adventure? But,
I don't know.
well, okay. So, I have travel insurance, and travel insurance, like most of you all, when you book a flight, it'll ask you, do you want to add travel insurance? But it usually only covers you if, like, if you have illness or the flight was canceled. But it's only good for your flight. It's not good for your hotel or medical, car rental, or anything else. And
Right.
I have travel insurance that covers everything. So it covers up to $10,000 a trip. And it covers emergency evacuation. I always say that one. It's like $1 million emergency evacuation. So I don't have to worry about that. So, like, I was in the middle of Beryl hurricane before. So that helped.
Yeah.
And it has cancellation or flight interrupt or travel interruption. Oops. Here goes the doo-doo music. One second.
That's another hint to where she is. That's more than enough hints at this point, right?
Right. Okay, so travel insurance, it covers trip interruption. It covers, like, if your flight is canceled, you'll get reimbursed for your flight and your booking of your new flight. Hotel, it gives you, I think, up to like $250 a day. Maybe it's more now.
Oh, that's great.
Plus, if like, because once I was flying out to Hawaii and there a monsoon came in, I was like in Vegas flying to Hawaii and the monsoon came in. And the flight got canceled, but I had already checked in my luggage. So
Oh.
I didn't have my luggage, and the flight got canceled, and I had to stay like an extra night in Vegas and then fly out the next day. So they gave me a $250 allowance to have, like, for luggage for the
Right.
day and food and hotel on top of it because it
Nice.
was an interruption. And most everybody pays, like, when you book the flight, you pay like $20, $25. I have like a whole year of travel insurance, which includes as long as I'm away from my home base, like over 100 miles away from my home base, the travel insurance is live and active.
Okay.
And then when I go back home and I leave again, then it starts again. And then since I bought the whole entire year, it like rotates every 45 days. And then it like starts a new, it considers a new trip as long as I'm away from my home base. And I
Okay.
think for the whole entire year, it includes medical, includes 750 emergency dental, includes medical, like emergency room, or something like that. Also trip interruption, trip cancellation, $35,000 in car rental insurance,
Right.
emergency evacuation up to $1 million. I'm going off of memory. A 250 day allowance, up to $10,000 for the whole entire trip. And I only pay, I think it was $500 for the whole entire year.
Oh my God.
That's like cheaper than most people's medical insurance a month.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and that includes like all my travel for the whole entire year, where before I was paying like for every trip, I would pay $100 or $200, which is still a great deal comparatively to like how much you pay for your airline travel insurance and you pay for your hotel travel insurance. You know, like as you check out, they ask you to pay another $20 or $30. Usually it's 10% of whatever you paid, but this is for the whole entire year. And so when I arrived in St. Lucia, I was mid-flight when they canceled my shuttle from the airport to the resort. I was mid-flight. I had Wi-Fi, and then I was like trying to resolve it while I'm in the airplane because they can't cancel me. Like I couldn't cancel 24 hours in advance, but they canceled me 2 hours before I landed. And so I had to try and make other arrangements, like emergency arrangements. And most of these shuttles and stuff, you have to book like at least a day in advance because they're all booked up. And so I had to end up getting emergency shuttle service, what was like a private car to take me to my resort. But I had travel insurance. Yeah. So there's that.
So the good travel insurance covered it.
Yes. So go ETH. Okay.
Woo!
Go ETH. Now y'all should be hungry and want to travel. No, I had a blast. Even though I talked about like the little hiccups that you have when travel, if you travel as much as I do, there's always going to be like something random that happens, but I'm prepared. So it's a good story.
It's the stories to tell. If
I've had a
all these
blast.
things that happen, they're stories and we share them, right? They're fun.
Right. It's fun though. I mean, like everyone's all like, why are you smiling? I'm like, because I have travel insurance.
Oh my.
Everybody else be like freaking out, like, ah! But
Right, that would
yeah, it
be
was fun. It was a blast. So it was a blast. It was a blast. Okay. So we've been working on a lot of things, obviously, since I have no voice and I was spotted by Sam power from the water. More tech.
Always,
We have
always
more
more tech.
tech. We have more tech. More tech. Yeah. So I've built out so basically a lot of my underlying stuff is predictive modeling. Everything that I do is predictive modeling. So if you look around, there's always going to be like a system, a strategy. There's going to be patterns that happen. And when patterns repeat themselves, then you can pretty much predict based off of that information. But like our tokens that we have are.
Uh-oh. Elizabeth, you're cutting out
Finds the
again.
top 100 to 200. Uh-oh. The Wi-Fi is like, no, don't
Nope.
say it.
The secret sauce is not
So we
allowed to be
have,
shared today.
so you, so can you hear me now? I sound like a commercial. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Woo! Okay. So our tokens uses 85 different indicators and variables. So it finds certain things, pattern recognition based on repeated patterns. Then it scans it and then spits it out and tells you that this is a top token. So I know everyone's getting into meme coins now, right? And you're getting into meme coins. We primarily trade on ETH, Base, and BSC because it's the most recognized chains that are around. And every now and then, another chain comes around and everyone like originally starts to go into it because it's a new shiny thing and then it all fades and then they all move back to ETH. So ours scans, but it does it cross chain. So it finds similarities and patterns. When a token launches, they have the same pattern. They do the same exact thing. No matter what happens, the cycle looks exactly the same. Like we said, when SpaceX launched, it mimicked the pattern. It did exactly the same thing a token pattern does. It does it across chain. But now, if you're trading, you could buy all 50,000 tokens and you'll probably hit one. And then you can brag that you hit the one that hit the 20 million or the 200 million. But you'd have to buy all 50,000 tokens to hit that one token. Right? So what we did is we found similarities and patterns and then used systems and strategy, went across, marked off the different 85 things that indicate that that's going to be a good token, scan all the tokens that come in, and then narrow it down to the top 100 to 200 a day. And actually, we refined it now down. I think we're at 75. So yeah, we even refined it down more. But our strategy uses analytics. So it's like sees that the contract's verified, locked, renounced, percentage on holder count, like all these different things that make a token strong. And it can be applied to other chains too. And it is applied to other chains too. When other chains just start to do tokens and they don't have these rails in place or these guidelines in place, people will buy anything hoping that they catch that one 200 million token. So you'd have to buy all 50,000 tokens to hit that one, right? It's like picking lottery numbers. You'd have to pick all 1 million variations of the lottery to hit the one lottery, but you'll hit the one lottery. But if you're able to scan it down and only have to buy 100 or 200, and then it would narrow it down to make to give you the odds in your favor, then that's what we, that's like what our token scanning does.
Right.
So when people do other chains or other L2s, they do not have analytics in place. They do not have rails in place. They do not scan tokens to find like a high probability on the token. They just like let it become the Wild West and everybody, every man's out for themselves and you hope that you get a good one. Right. So that's why we built out these tools, and these tools have been built out for over 5 years now. It's scanned over a billion points of data, narrowed down the top 100 to 200 on 50,000 a day using 85 different indicators and variables to mark off which tokens have the highest and best probability.
Right.
And we've been in beta basically for the last 4 or 5 years. We've had over 10,000 people utilize it in different stages of development on ETH, on Base, and BSC.
Right.
It predicts ETH and BTC 24 to 48 hours before ETH and BTC runs. It has one of those indicators in it. It finds the top token. It found Brett, which like at 5 or 6K on Base, hit a 377,000X because we found it early and it scanned it. It found APU, which is on ETH. It hit 123,000X because we found it early, like at a 5 or 10K. We found MOG when MOG's market cap was at 40,000K on a MOG. We found Pepe early too. I think Pepe was 150,000. That was like the one of the first tokens.
Yes.
And then that's like what started the, all this research. So if you like, you can try out tokens, you can try out Sol and L2s and different chains, and like Tun and Tron were like the big fad a year or two ago because that was through Telegram, and so everybody tried that, and it was a big fad. And then SEI was a big fad where everybody tried that one out, and then Base was like a big one, but Base still carries on, and Base goes in waves where it gets like really strong, and then everyone goes back to ETH and it gets really strong. And so like everybody like jumps around from chain to chain to chain, which is good because there's volume, but it's bad because they don't have any tools to refine it, to figure out what tokens are good and which ones you should enter into and which ones you should stay away from.
Right.
And that's what AI Signal does. That's what AI Base does. And that's what BSC Bot does. It scans the tokens and then you make the decision because you get everything in one format directly to you within milliseconds, and you can make a decision instead of having to go onto 35 different websites, going into DEX, going to TradingView, go onto X, go and look at the analytics, see if it's verified, go and look at the contract, read the back end of the contract. The bots do it for you so you don't have to do that. And then it scans it down, sends it directly to you, and then you decide if you want to buy it or not. And you decide if you want to pass or not, but you don't have to search all 50,000 tokens.
Right.
It's like getting if Polymarket was going to give you the top, 100 things to make a decision on out of like the millions of data that comes in on Polymarket, and you have to pick and choose which one to do. That's what it does. It scans it down to the top 100 to 200, but it uses science, data, information, technical analysis, analytics to make the decision and then find the top 100 to 200. And if you go onto techtrendinvestments.com and you sign up for our newsletter, we're giving a special out. We haven't decided the price, but we're going to have a live web feed where you'll be able to see these and potentially a live WhatsApp feed that you'll be able to see these tokens come over and get information about them. We have it on Telegram right now. We have it on Discord right now. We have it on web, but we haven't put web to the public.
Right.
And you're going to get a special price on it to try it out at a reduced rate.
Ooh.
So,
that one we could have done a drum roll for. That would have been fun.
Right. Right. So if you're one of the first ones in, you're going to get to be able to try it out. And we might even give away like a couple hour trials so you can see it and see the feed and see what tokens come over.
Oh, but that would be cool.
All of our tokens are on Ethereum because I'm highly, highly favorable on Ethereum. Go ETH. And then it's on Base and BSC. And sign up for the newsletter. Remember, on techtrendinvestments.com, go onto the newsletter so you can get access to this information, get access to the travel hacks. Now you get access to the signals, the DNA that's coming out that we're not talking about yet, and soon, all these like fun things that we have.
Right, right. We've been having fun building up new things, and more keep happening. We don't stop.
Right, right, right. So now we're going to like give some predictions on ETH and the market.
Oh, here we go.
Woo!
Woo, woo, woo! Okay.
We're going to give some targets too. Okay, first, I have another predictive thing that has been watching the markets and giving analysis based on the markets on what it's doing. And I'm going to give you a couple of things. So we don't just predict a single event or an outcome. Most of my tech has a combination of like 80 different indicators and variables across financial markets, across meme coins, the interest rates, what the Fed's going to do, CPI came out lower. So that's we know when CPI comes out lower, that that's optimism that there's not going to be a hike. The Fed's going to be in 2 weeks from today. The market showed.
You turned into a robot.
Oh no.
Now you're back.
This will be an interesting show. Every time I talk about everything, I talk about something critical, it goes. So you're going to have to get our newsletter to find out what I actually said.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so all of our tech uses this stuff. And so if we have. The outlook improved this week, obviously, because inflation cooled while labor remains stable. Our model that we've been built out that like does predictive on it, on a 12-month recession, before it was a 29%, now the current is based at a 21%. It anticipates a soft landing. Before we were at a 47% ratio on it, now we're at 53% on a soft landing. Liquidity expansion before was at 66%. Now it's at 76%. So these are our forecasting models that I built out that takes all of the information about the financial markets, combines it into it, and gives predictive analysis based on it. So all these things that we've been talking about on the show is all based on my algorithms and predictive models. And so ETH is like one of the things that we are just showing like a proof of concept on based on what the models are doing, what ETH targets are, and then what the stock market's doing too. So like if a variation changes in the model, then the predictive changes too. It's not static, it's movable. So like it will adjust based on what's going on. When we get numbers or news, then it adjusts accordingly. And so you're able to know in a forecast ahead of time So like if ETH is going to run up, like we've been telling you on what we've been predicting on ETH doing, it's because of the forecasting on the model. The model's not stagnant and we're predicting like what will happen with the model. We're also predicting like what CPI would do. So if we know what we anticipate CPI is going to come in at, then we can predict what we anticipate ETH will happen. Like that's just one part of the puzzle. So right now, let's give some ETH numbers. Let's see. We broke our 1 month, which is great. We hit 18, we almost hit 1900 today.
1896 today.
So we hit 1896 today. So it's right below the line of 1900. If we break above 1900, 1905, we're our next leg up. 1950, 1955 is our target, right? So remember, never people don't know why we're running up. It'll run and then there'll be profit taking because people have that take profits on their trades. And when they do that, they don't realize that it's running up and it anticipates running up even more. So they take small step ladder profit taking. So you see like a little bit of a pullback. And when you see the little bit of the pullback, then you see a bounce and then it runs through it again. When it pushes through 1900 and 1905, it's on its next leg up. Then our next target will be 1950 and 1955. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple more targets, but I need to take a sip of water.
Water break. The numbers are getting very spicy, so having a sip of water right now is helpful, isn't it? Oh.
Okay. So remember, we hit 1896 today, breaking through 1900, 1905. The next leg is the 1950 to 1955. We potentially could go, let's see, our next numbers are, we jump. So we jump from 19 to 1955 to 2061. 2088. Okay, we have a couple. We probably should have said these in order. 1955. I already said that one. Yep. So it just reconfirmed it.
I'll put them in order after we're done.
2024.
Okay.
2059. 2167. 2178. And then we break out of that 2190. Then we jump to 2235. Now remember, we have our cycles. We had our July 8th cycle, we have our August 8th cycle. The Fed meets July 29th. This is 2 weeks before the Fed meets. We anticipate the rates are probably going to be flat, but they're not going to do a rate cut, I mean, a rate hike. So the rates will be flat. We anticipate there's probably going to be a rate cut sometime this year, even though we're in July already. So there's a potential of a quarter rate cut this year. That's good for the market. That brings in more liquidity, more buying, businesses expand. That's optimism. Housing prices potentially will have a rebound because interest rates will be lower and people will be able to buy houses that they couldn't afford before. So that's optimism, optimism, optimism. That also is optimistic for crypto and ETH. So the Fed meets the 29th, flat cut. Also, no rate hike now. So it's been taken off the table. Because CPI came in lower, unemployment's up a little bit, oil prices went down a little bit, so our energy cost has gone down. It's fluctuating, but that's optimism. They meet the 29th. August 8th is our next bounce for our 3 month cycle. Historically, on crypto, we've gone up 4 times from the bottom. Our bottom was 1575 on that June call out that we did on the show. 4 times up from that. Can you hear me? Four times up from that is we could potentially, our all-time high before was 49.66. We break the 49.66 on the all-time high, we potentially could go to 6,000. Do your own research, not financial advice. I gave you our targets. We anticipate August 8th is our next three-month up cycle. Everything's moving favorably. All the indicators, all the variables, all the TA, everything, the input of the data is all moving in a line with everything. Clarity Act potentially can be passed. It does not need to be passed for all of this to take place. It's just putting more optimism in the market, even more so than it already is. We said there's about people that are going to be doing tokenized real world assets on ETH.
I can hear you now.
Joseph.
Okay.
Remember also we talked about the
tokenized ETH, real world assets?
Real world assets.
Yeah.
Real world assets with BlackRock. And do you have that information? It was in TG.
If you give me 2 seconds, I'll grab it real quick.
Yeah, so they're anticipate, like we had talked about 2 weeks ago, that ETH is the favored chain to do real world assets on, to tokenize businesses, and BlackRock, who else is doing it?
I'm finding it. It's from a couple weeks ago, so scrolling.
No, I forwarded it. It was just recent.
JP Morgan? That's and we cut out again.
My Wi-Fi will cut out. So they're building out a full layer for real world assets, tokenized assets, businesses moving on chain, and they're moving it on to ETH, everyone. Ethereum. That's the primary chain.
Right.
Remember.
Yes.
It has multi-use case. There is about 50 companies working on this right now. ETH has also added privacy layers for institution. That news came out too.
Right. Joseph. Right. Yes. Yes. I'm agreeing. I'm agreeing. I'm agreeing. I'm agreeing.
Okay. So all these things are falling in place, y'all. We've been talking about it, and now they're all falling in place. ETH has had that bounce. We went up 300 points in the last 2 weeks. There's a reason why the market's responding favorably the way it is, because everything is going in that direction.
Right.
So where in the world is Elizabeth now?
The hint at the beginning of the show was emoji.
Right? You'll find out potentially the next episode. But sign up for our newsletter. Get to try out the signals. Sign up for the newsletter. Find out more about ETH and targets. Get price predictions.
Right.
Check out the new software, the new stuff. AlphaTrading.live if you want to learn how to trade. We have a lot of fun stuff going on.
Yes.
We didn't pick our drink of the day. I still haven't had my matcha. So next time I should have my matcha. I have not had my matcha yet, but today, so Water Tuesday. Have an amazing weekend. Go ETH. Remember, we break through 1900, 1905, 1950, 1955, up to the 2000, and we'll hit our next targets. Woo! Do research, not financial advice. Have a blast.
And yes.
It's great to be on the West Coast for my Mexican food.
Woo! All right, everyone. Have a great rest of your Tuesday night. Remember, sign up for techtrendinvestments.com. The newsletter is live to get everything that Elizabeth saying on today's episode. Also to get the ETH predictions in order and everything else that we talked about on today's episode and all past episodes also. So we'll see you guys next week and have a great rest of your week. And we'll see you guys.
Bye.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.